Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on the FM side. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, and we are streaming live on the Odyssey app, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up later this hour, we've got Junkies Hypotheticals,
ooh,
Contenders or Pretenders.
Yep, doing that
hey,
soon.
Hey, Valdez, how about this? How about Spice Up Hypotheticals? Can we also sprinkle in some listener hypotheticals with your hypotheticals? Or is that just taking away too much of your shine?
Sure. They have some good ones.
They have a good one.
They can run them by Drab. Yeah. Drab can filter them through.
They don't necessarily have to be in the news like yours, but you figure something out.
On the 9 o'clock hour, it's Game Show Wednesday. We'll play some Name That Heart.
Very good.
Plus, Mike Rizzo and Mike Loxley.
Pack show.
Yep. Like it.
Time now for the entertainment page.
All right. It's driven by BMW Fairfax. You know him. You love him. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, he's my guy, you know, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. How about this? Just 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. My buddy just bought the i7. They got it all for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWofFairfax.com. Speaking of, I'm driving today after the show. My 5.5 hour jaunt to Ithaca.
That's longer than a jaunt, my friend. That's a borderline odyssey.
Yeah.
Not an odyssey, an odyssey.
And I have to drink like the don't sleep little 5 hour energy things.
Yep.
Because if I keep drinking this stuff, I'll have to pee every half hour like cakes.
Yeah.
So I got to make sure I get that. And then, so they play Binghamton tonight.
Okay.
Then they play Lemoyne, which what used to be D2, now they're D1.
Okay.
So we got to smoke them. And then we play Syracuse Sunday. That's the death knell. That game's at 2 p.m. Not going to end until 4:30. Oh. I have to drive home from Syracuse,
get
Jason.
Out!
Probably start, leave Syracuse around 5
p.m. You're going to miss all the Sunday games. You're bitter.
Well, I just...
I'm he doesn't be care.
I know he doesn't care.
He only cares about one game.
I care about one game.
I know.
I'll watch the others casually. But
so you'll get home at 11-ish, 11:30?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brutal.
Brutal.
Then, so you won't get any sleep Sunday, and then Monday you won't get any sleep because the commander.
I'm going up solo, right? But D's flying up with Kate Sunday morning to watch, to go to Cornell-Syracuse game. And so I'm going to make her drive.
Okay. Smart.
Make her drive home. Yeah, at least half.
That's the move.
I wouldn't do that. I need total control.
Yeah,
I got it with you. I like driving myself.
You know what my wife likes to do? She likes to drive, and then she sees something on the side of the road, or you know,
she takes her eyes off the road.
Sees nice, you know,
like a flea market,
yeah.
Produce stand,
or like an old dresser.
Yeah, and she'll just go.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say she stops.
No, she'll just keep watching. She does.
Why has she never gotten in a big accident when you're not
been
around?
Lucky.
Hey, you tell her. Hey, you tell her eyes forward. Got to focus on the road.
Well, a couple times I said heads up.
Yeah.
You know what's tilting is, and I've driven with people that do this all the time. Yeah. Is that you're driving and they'll like point out the window and be like, "Whoa, look at that!"
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm driving.
Right. You should be looking at the line of the road. That's all you should be looking at.
We used to always break JP's balls. He was kind of a prime offender. Because he'll drive, yeah, and he'll look in the back and start talking.
Right, he'll start flaming you and drive at the same time and takes his eyes off the road.
Instead of just talking like normal people, they just talk and still look at the road.
Cakes does the Exorcist move to change lanes, though.
Yeah,
he completely turns his body
that's
around.
Quick. You're talking. You're leaning over and talking to me for 40 seconds. Yeah. Mine is a half second.
But my resume doesn't include running over pylons and going the wrong way on a highway.
Okay, these are... These are minor infractions.
Those are on your resume.
Actually, I don't think people understand.
Actually,
they're
not
on a major highway in Miami.
Yeah.
Major highway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's construction and it's splitting. And you got to go left or you got to go right. Cakes panicked.
Down the middle.
He literally panicked. And he mowed down like 15
pylons.
He didn't know which way to go.
They weren't made of steel. They're just little flimsy plastic pylons.
No one's ever done that.
Well, this guy did it. It was very brief.
He panicked. He couldn't make a choice.
Unbelievable.
My wife also likes to, she's like JP, she changes the channel.
Okay.
Don't like this song. All right.
Right.
And she's changing, probably changes the channel 50
Sounds
times.
Very distracting.
In a 10 to 15 minute
trip. When you're driving?
Change. Don't really? Like this song, change.
Right.
No, not when I'm driving, when she's driving.
Right.
Oh. I thought you said you don't really let her drive.
I don't, but I mean, occasionally when she does.
No, you are Saudi Arabia.
If we go to, I know. If we, right.
Do you wear, make her wear a full?
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, you still give her an allowance.
No, she just no.
You know what?
It's a long story.
She is married to like a Saudi prince.
It's a burka.
Yeah,
it's a long story.
Yeah, she's on a pay. You know, no, gives her. Pennies.
She's not.
Can't drive.
No, she's not.
Why is it a long story?
Because it's changed. It's not.
Ah.
She's not on an allowance. She's never on an allowance. You guys just make stuff up. She's got a credit card that she, believe me, she uses the credit card.
She utilizes
it. Right, she's not like on $100 on it.
Yeah, right. I wish.
Right. All right. Valdez, cue this up. I want to find out what the scoop is here. Miley Cyrus is being sued, apparently, for plagiarizing Flowers, I guess off of a Bruno Mars song, When I Was Your Man, which I don't even remember.
I found a mashup. So
all right.
It'll play a little bit of Bruno, a little bit of Miley, a little bit of Bruno, a little bit of
Miley. Can't they do this with many songs? Because they're only like four chords.
There's only so much music you can make.
Yeah, yeah.
Too young, too dumb to realize.
Silly.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right.
Who are they saying? The beat is the same?
We weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. That I should have bought you flowers. I can buy myself flowers.
That sounds.
My name in the sand.
A lot. He doesn't own the phrase, I can buy flowers.
Doesn't sound it.
I'm not sophisticated enough.
No.
I mean, maybe there's some similarities, but I would say
I think
no infringement.
Yeah, made flowers on me for maybe three weeks.
You just wanted to play
great
that.
Show.
Made to me sad is all.
She's
the
sad.
To play that or
yeah,
Valdez?
That's mine. Oh, okay. Valdez has some. I have most.
Right.
Well, that flowers line is she kind of does rip it off, but the rest of it I don't understand.
You know how many people have said,
no,
you can buy me flowers?
Bruno says, I should have bought you flowers, held your hand, should have gave you all my hours.
Yeah.
Take you to every party. Miley says, I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, things you don't understand.
So maybe she's responding to Bruno.
Yeah.
Doubt like it.
She's doing the opposite.
It might be an homage, but I don't think she's stealing it. I don't know. I don't know enough about it either.
Bruno's saying, I can buy you flowers. She's saying, no, I can
who told
buy my
us?
Own flowers.
Somebody told us. It doesn't matter who, actually, because now I remember who told us. But remember when that story came out that Bruno Mars like lost like $50 million in a casino at MGM? Or
yes,
whatever?
I remember.
He really did lose $50 million or whatever. Well, they all denied it.
Why do you think he's doing so many gigs at the MGM properties?
I told you, I saw him. He was awesome. And I'm not a Bruno Mars fan. I didn't realize
he's
how good he was.
He's one of the greatest entertainers. How did you not know? All you did was watch Super Bowl.
Yeah, I didn't particularly like those songs. Like, I'm not into that genre.
What you like?
So
he rocked it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to like the songs that.
To think that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like every entertainer. I could look at it and go, man, that's freaking amazing.
Sure.
Yeah.
But what do you if you're losing $50 million in a casino, what are you playing per hand?
Well, you're just the biggest whale ever.
I understand that, but what are you playing per hand?
I mean, the highest.
100 grand
Dana
per
White
hand?
Maybe. Plays 250 a hand. He wants to get to the point where they'll allow him play $1 million a hand. I think there are some guys that play $1 million a hand. I don't know.
Did you see the clip where he gave the barstool dude, like, you just took $20K off. He's like, here, use this for your wedding. He just tossed him $20K in chips. Yeah, like it was crazy. Nothing. Yeah. Like it was a red chip.
Bruno Mars was one of those shows when I went to MGM National Harbor, you had to turn in your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my daughter like in a pouch. Said that.
Yeah, you put it in a pouch, yeah. And then when you come out, they give you your phone back.
I don't know how that came up yesterday, but Kate mentioned that.
Yeah.
Maybe she's been to a show recently, or she's going to a show.
Well, she went to Zach Bryan, but she said, yeah, Bruno Mars, you got to put your phone in a bat pouch. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got to part with your phone for like 2 hours.
I would just put it by my Bozak. Come get it, because I'm keeping it there. All right. So they know, we talked about it earlier, Diddy being held without bail on sex trafficking charges. I think some are saying potentially, now, you know, these things always work out, but he may not get out ever, but I think he's potentially looking at something like 100 years.
Have I missed it? Is there a mugshot? Has it come out yet?
Somebody did post a mugshot. I don't know if it was real or not. I never know what's real.
Hey, what happened to bleeding him dry?
Well, I think he sold his stuff.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, that's how
he's officially.
Well, I don't think he's officially busto because he did offer $50 million. I'm sure he's got tons of debt, but he had to sell some properties so he could have some collateral so that he could offer up for bail. I don't know. We'll see. The interesting thing will be, does Diddy talk or did it come to some sort of agreement where he doesn't, you know, throw away his. The rest of his life. I mean, how old is Diddy? He's probably 50.
Take us off 53 or 54.
53 is our age?
Probably. Yeah.
So what, he got 20 years maybe?
Yeah.
25?
He's done ski.
Is there such any chance he nixes himself in jail?
Well, there's a chance that he nixes himself in jail, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You put that in air quotes.
Yes.
Exaggerated air quotes.
Well, there's a big chance of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of jail, Morgan Wallen might be going to jail. He thinks he can just chuck chairs off 9-story buildings and just get off scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying he thought the lawyers would just handle it. It's looking like they obviously don't want to make it look like you can do that.
Sure.
So you're going to have to serve some jail time.
Yeah, you can't make him look like he's above the law just because he's a famous country star.
I mean, we all know that in essence he is kind of above the law. You know, a normal person might go to jail for 9 years or something.
Yeah.
But he may have to spend 30 to 60 days in the poke. Mm. Would you be sized to spend 30 days in the poke?
Yeah. That's a good question. Yeah.
Sign me up for that. That'd be great.
No, the question is how much would I have to pay you to spend 30 days in the poke?
Now, again,
I'm not sure there's enough money.
This goes to, is it a country club jail or real jail? Like where I'm scared.
County prison, county.
County
like
jail?
Montgomery County jail?
Or like a different county
Well, no one would
jail.
Take any amount of money in a state penitentiary.
Yeah, of course not.
County jail.
Yeah, the one where you go in there for DWIs.
Yes.
Guys, I heard that you guys just play chess all.
Right, so you go in
there. Cakes would play so much poker.
They probably have pickleball courts.
They play spades.
Yeah, Cakes would be like Worm.
Yeah.
But you got to be there in months.
Playing for smokes.
Yeah.
Like where Jason Wirth went. Yeah. He had to do weekends.
Yeah.
For like his reckless driving.
30 days.
100,000.
I don't get murdered or sexually exploited.
I can't guarantee that.
But. Yeah.
I don't think you get sexually exploited in a county.
Probably
jail.
Not.
I mean, you could. You probably could.
Probably could.
Do I get my own cell? Do I get solitary confinement?
Cakes does have soft hands.
I do. They're very
soft. Hey, take advantage of
those convicts. See those.
You think you're attractive?
Prisoners are desperate, EB.
Yeah.
There's convicts. See those soft hands? Yeah. They close their eyes and it's a freak off.
Yeah, they're going to pour some baby oil on my hand and then they're going to want me to go over in a corner and do naughty things.
I think you're too old. Then no one's interested in your sexuality.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
One person in the world, your wife.
Amy's the only person.
30 days, as long as I'm not dead or as long as I don't have a full dance card with the other inmates, 100 grand.
There you go. All right, someone offer up 100 grand.
I'm not doing it for 100 grand, by the way.
Okay. $1,000 to go to Jelly Roll, $100K to spend a month in the county jail.
A month in jail.
I'm good to go.
I would cry for 30 straight days. Can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it. The 100 ain't going to get it done.
You don't have to ponder it much longer. It's never going to happen.
Well, yeah, I'm pondering it. I'm thinking maybe Mooney will offer up.
No, he wouldn't even do that.
It's a lot of reading.
That is.
We are
going to
play Junkies Hypotheticals later this
Very
hour.
Very good.
True. That's it. I entertained you, Cakes.
I only did
a couple stories, too. That's all I needed to do.
Good.
So, I guess there's, last but not least, the Kelseys, I'm over. You know, I say Jelly Roll's overexposed.
Yeah.
The Kelseys, I'm over all the Kelseys. Now, Donna Kelsey, is that the mother?
That is the mother, yes.
She's going to be in a Hallmark movie.
Mama Kelsey.
Christmas on Call. I guess it's her second
Jason
one.
Jason will watch it. He loves Hallmark movies.
She's an actress?
Of course she's not an actress.
Well, you're saying it's her second one.
Well, exploiting her.
What, is she like an extra?
I mean, yeah. I don't know. They're exploiting her fame, hoping that dummies like you will watch it.
Jason's the Hallmark movie guy.
Yeah, he's the Hallmark Mark over there.
I didn't even know there was a channel called Hallmark.
It's out there.
Thought you're the entertainment guru.
Yeah.
That's not entertaining to me.
Coming up next, we'll play Contenders or Pretenders NFL version after week two. Don't go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Always follow us on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. We put up that promo picture, and now everybody's joning, coming up with goofy titles
for
our boy band.
Always happens.
I see you have a mug, Cakes, with Drab's picture on it.
I do. This is from our friends at Ref the District. It has a picture of one Drab t-shirt on it. Inside this mug are all of the 2-0 teams currently in the NFL. Mm. I'm going to pull the names out, and we are going to play a little game called Contender. Or Pretender.
A contender for what, though? For a playoff spot?
Yeah, just playoff spot.
Okay.
Do some work, make the postseason.
Is that good enough? Just a playoff contender?
Or a contender.
A Super Bowl contender.
To go to a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
Super Bowl contender. Okay, that's different than playoff contender.
So we're raising the bar. All right, the first name I pull out. The Chiefs.
Yes.
Oh, duh. You can throw that one away.
Next.
I mean, come on.
Nobody's going to argue running game's a little bit of an issue now with Pacheco snapping his leg.
It's definitely an issue, but they'll figure it out. They've just got enough talent
they can overcome most things. Most say they're going to win it, but they're contenders.
Are you going to call them a pretender?
I don't know.
We're playing contender. Are you calling them a pretender?
You're going to outthink yourself on this one?
I would go contender because I think now they lean more into Mahomes and Kelsey and the passing game.
But the running game is an issue.
I just don't have a lot of faith in Samaje Perine and
Kareem Hunt.
And is it Carson Steele?
Yes.
You were telling me how good Perine was before the season.
He's fine, but he's fine in his role as a third down back, but he's not like a guy who's going to have 15 or 20 carries and be like a bell cow type of back.
Well, I'm guessing they're going to go to Kareem Hunt.
The game is contender, pretender.
All right, I'll go contender.
Of course.
Contender.
ZB said next.
All right, next. Oh, I think this one might go all the way opposite. The Yinzers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I believe have scored 31 points in their two wins.
But have only allowed 16.
Contenders or pretenders?
Of course they're pretender.
I think they're a contender.
You do
every
not.
Every year.
Contender for, hold on. You think they're a contender to win a Super Bowl?
Well, I think they can win the division.
That's different. That's making the playoffs.
If they win the division.
You think they can beat teams like Buffalo and Kansas City and Houston in the playoffs?
Not super likely.
Oh,
but
no.
That defense, it's a little dependent on the opponent. They played the Falcons, who just won in week one. I'm not blown away by them, but I don't think that defense goes away, and I have mad respect for Mike Tomlin.
I have a lot.
They get
of
a winning record
Tomlin.
Every season.
I think they're a contender to make the playoffs.
I think Arthur
possibly.
Smith is a fraud as an offensive coordinator.
They're a pretender to win a championship.
And yeah, pretender. This is the easiest pretender in the whole month.
I say pretender.
Yeah. So we have 3-1.
I'm just giving you my blank.
3-1 pretenders. I think there might be an easier one.
Next name, the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, contender. Got Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I posited last week is better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
So far, so good this season.
Yeah, but then all Pat Mahomes has to do is show all of his Super Bowl rings.
I thought you're not a wins guy. See, you're hypocritical here, Cakes.
No, it's not.
Every
not
other situation, like quarterback wins mean nothing, except in this argument.
Well, they do when you win championships.
Would you guys
regular season's a little different story.
Would you guys have put the Bills as contenders before week one?
Probably not, because I
would have. Everybody picked the Jets. Would've. You guys were all down on the Bills. They beat the Cardinals and a bad Dolphins.
I don't think I was down on the Bills.
I bought into the media narrative that they lost too many guys.
Now, you're calling a bad Dolphins team because Tua got knocked out, but I don't think people were calling that team bad at the beginning of the season.
Good. I didn't think they looked that great against the Cardinals, but...
No, they got down, I think, 14 or 17 points in that game and had to claw their way back. So... kudos to them for
doing
that.
We all had Buffalo making the playoffs in our predictions.
Contender.
I don't think I had them in the playoffs, actually.
I had them.
And I regret
it. I don't know if I had them win the division, but I had them as a wild card.
Contender and James Cook looking pretty good through 2 weeks.
Yes.
With the 3 touchdowns against the Dolphins. Next out of the mug, the Seattle Drabhawks sitting at a surprising, I think, 2-0. Now, you can also look at their opponents. They beat the Bo Pixes. And they went on the road, and they had to squeak to get a win in New England. Contender or pretender? The Seahawks.
They got some legit wide receiver weapons. Kenneth Walker can never stay healthy.
Well, that's been his issue.
I'll say contender to make the playoffs, but pretender to win a championship.
I'll go pretender because Geno Smith looks like he's been unlocked in the offense this year.
All right,
so you mean contender?
Contender. But I kind of give it the caveat that Jason does.
Kind of have to see it
playoff
happen,
could make the playoffs, but I don't foresee them going to the Super Bowl.
I believe they are one of PFF's top ranked teams. I think number 2 on both sides of the ball.
Okay,
Geno Smith ranked as number 3 quarterback. Defense is playing.
Oh, they're
good.
Off to a really good start, no doubt.
The NFC is weaker, right? Are we buying in that the NFC is the weaker of the conferences?
Probably, yes.
That was the narrative, at least going in. All the better quarterbacks are in the AFC. There are not as many in the NFC.
Yeah.
San Francisco, shaky, a lot of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I lean contender there for the Seahawks. I've kind of bought into the Geno Smith thing.
Pretender.
And the Seahawks have the Dolphins and Skylar Thompson this week at home.
It's going to help.
Should be 3-0. Now, anything can happen. I mean, maybe Skylar gets hot. And they play great defensively, but
are the Seahawks good at stopping the run? Because Devon Achane's been pretty good through the first 2 weeks.
Gibby kind of bitch slapped the Seahawks a little bit last weekend. So
Gibby had a day.
Hey, are we gonna follow EB? You were you're not willing to be out on Dan Quinn or the coaching staff, but you started grumbling a little bit this week about the coaching staff. Are we going to track the guys that they were interested in but went elsewhere, like Mike McDonald?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, Ben Johnson ultimately didn't take a job.
I'm out on Ben Johnson. Mike
McDonald was somebody that was on their list, yes. Right? Who else? I guess Raheem Morris.
Raheem Morris, yep. 1-1.
Here's the thing about the Dan Quinn thing is I was all in on it. You know, I'm great about it. I love that, you know, his enthusiasm and everything. But I don't know yet, man.
Oh, come on. It's so early. It's been two games.
Yes. Too early.
You got to judge these guys after 3 years, not two games. That's not fair.
Okay, I'm just telling you. It's like a little bit too feel-goody. Everyone's being
judgment. He's trying to be a culture builder, trying to bring good vibes into the building.
Isn't that exactly what we said about Ron Rivera?
Yeah.
It's a little too feel-good. Like at the everyone's being so polite and I don't know, man.
They're all being like everybody at Monumental Sports Network yesterday.
Yeah, I need a little bit. I think I need a little more edge. I don't know, man. And I've not been thrilled with the defense. And the offense.
Nobody's thrilled with the
defense. I would say 6 quarters of I haven't been thrilled with.
Yeah.
Thought it was a little bit better in the second half. I'm personally thrilled with Jaden. And I watched Quinn's presser yesterday. And the one he gave on Monday. And he said that obviously one of his points of emphasis is that Jaden needs to, when he's in escapes, keep his eyes downfield,
mm-hmm, sure,
and throw on the run, and that just makes him that much more lethal. What is encouraging is he said he's done it a ton in practice.
Right.
So I know he can do it. So it's just a matter of his comfort. You know, it's only a second NFL game. Mm-hmm. Do that. If that's indeed true, and he does add that element, that's just going to take him to the next level.
Right.
Sure.
All right, next name out of the drab mug. The 2-0 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, contender or pretender?
I'm going to start off with this one. Contender. They impressed me. They blew our doors off. They just impressed me.
Well, I'm going to say contender again for the same reason I said it about the Seahawks. I feel like the NFC is up for grabs.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a dominant team. San Francisco, obviously in the Super Bowl last year. Banged up right now.
Mm-hmm. What's really helped them is Chris Godwin's emergence in the first two games. Like, his role has changed in that offense where he goes into the slot with that new offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He's been effective. He had the touchdown in the win on the road against the Lions. Like, that could be a scary offense.
They may have one of the better quarterbacks in the NFC.
Yep.
Like I said, AFC loaded with great quarterbacks. NFC, not as many great quarterbacks.
I like what I've seen out of them thus far, but I'm going to label them a pretender because I just don't think they can get to the Super Bowl.
Here's what's concerning about them on the defensive side. They've got a bunch of injuries.
Right.
Especially in the secondary.
Also, their rushing game, like Rashad White, he's been remarkably inefficient. I would guess you might see some more Bucky Irving in the next few weeks, and he's banged up. I think Rashad White has a groin injury he's dealing with.
So is Bucky Irving starting this week?
I don't know about that, but I think he's just going to have a more expanded role going forward. I have the Bucs as a pretender.
Although the Bucs get Denver this week at home.
Well, they should punish
So they
them.
Should be 3-0.
They should move to 3-0, you would think. Next name out of the mug, pretender or contender, the Texans. 2-0.
Definitely a contender.
Yeah. I didn't have them making the playoffs in our predictions. I just thought they'd come back down to earth. But they can get after the quarterback. They can obviously score points.
Offense looks better than it did last year.
They got receivers.
Additions on defense.
Nico Collins is a star.
Yeah, he's good.
Like, if people are sleeping on him, what he's doing and what he's doing within that offense, he's the clear leader of the three wideouts there, and he's just a stud. Guy gets downfield. He's physical. He's super fast. I'm going to go contender.
Contender.
Contender for the Texans.
I think... I actually, when C.J. Stroud came out of college, I just thought he would be like all the other Ohio State quarterbacks.
Right.
I was wrong.
Contender or pretender, another AFC squad, the Chargers.
Contender.
I'll say contender just because of who they're coached by. Because he wins everywhere.
Ooh. He does, but I'm going to say pretender. They're relying too much on the running game. I don't know if I believe in the Quentin Johnston outburst from last week. I don't know how sustainable that is. I love the J.K. Dobbins story, But if he gets banged up and that's been his track record, then you have to rely on Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards and Kimani Vidal.
Yep.
Like I just, it seems fragile. The 2-0 start to me seems fragile for them.
Might be. 13 points allowed, but one of those is the Panthers.
Right.
So, but I would say, you know, the tough division with the Raiders and the Chiefs. Maybe a pretender to win a championship, but yeah, I think they're strong.
I think they're going to outkick their season win prediction. I think they're going to go over that, but I don't see them as a real threat, at least in year one of Harbaugh. Pretender, the Chargers.
Although, I had them in my bold predictions.
I just don't doubt him.
Yeah.
In my bold predictions, I had them winning a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I could see them winning a couple. Just because the Harbaugh factor, they have a very good quarterback. It's dependent on those guys staying healthy, but you could say that about every team. Sure. And then maybe I'm swayed by the first couple games, but defense is doing its job.
Yep. Now, they did play the Raiders and the Panthers, the first two. So
totally agree.
If they go on the road,
context matters.
If they go on the road and beat the Steelers and dominate them, then maybe put me in the contender list. Final name out of the mug, the Saints. Very surprising start. They scored 91 points in their first two games. Contender.
I'm sticking with contender.
Keeps doing what it's doing.
You're sticking with contender just because it's the NFC.
Again, yeah, same rationale. Like, do you believe there's a dominant team right now in the NFC?
No.
People were high on Detroit before. Detroit might still be the favorite. San Francisco could still be the favorite, but a lot of injuries.
They got too many injuries.
I mean, they went on the road and punished an NFC favorite in Dallas in week two. Yeah. Like, it was a laugher. Like, the game was basically over by halftime. Contender.
They're the Saints.
The way they've scored the way they've scored points is incredible. 91 in two games.
Their differential's crazy.
Yes.
Plus 62. They might be the biggest.
But you know what? It's Derek Carr. Can Derek Carr win a Super Bowl? I don't think so.
I mean, he's not.
That's what you used to say about Matthew Stafford. Sorry.
That's true.
If Dilfer could, Derek Carr can.
I mean, Derek Carr's not going to keep throwing touchdowns at the same rate that he's been doing. I think he has a 12% touchdown rate at this point, which that's not sustainable. But if Alvin Kamara stays upright and keeps doing what he's doing on offense,
that's a huge plus.
I think he's 29 at this point. Like, he's getting up there, but he looks completely rejuvenated in this offense through 2 weeks. Contender. There you go. Mug's empty.
What about Commanders? Nothing.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
The Commanders? No, it's only 2-0 teams.
I understand. I'm just throwing it in there.
2-0 to make it into the draft month.
I was asking EB, Pete Prisco, who he's mentioned a few times in recent months that he felt like he's come around and kind of likes the Commanders now and gives them good record predictions, had them 29th in his power poll this week.
I mean, I can't argue with him.
It seems very low.
As a team, you know, we haven't looked good. I've been disappointed overall where we are. Sorry.
A little bit later in the show,
their roster is still got a lot of open holes.
I expected a much better defense.
Yeah.
A little bit later in the show, we've got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. He'll join us at 9 o'clock. Mike Locksley at 9:40. And it's a game show Wednesday. Your chance to win some great prizes as we play Name That Hurting at 9:20. Here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Consulting with fantasy guru Cakes about what I should do in my fantasy team where I have three tight ends, which is he scoffs at.
That's a lot.
What do you do with Travis Kelce?
I mean, I think with Pacheco going down, Kelsey's got to have a bigger role going forward.
But if it continues where he's a non-factor.
Now, didn't he have like a 40-yard catch brought back because of a penalty last week? I think that was the case.
What are they claiming that he's all of a sudden just hit the wall? He's just slow?
That was kind of the rap last year until the playoffs.
Correct.
In the playoffs, he erupted.
Right. So I don't know if that seems fair. Feed him more.
He is 35. Yeah. And he showed signs of slowing down in the regular season, like you mentioned, last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at some point, he's going to really slow down.
And hopefully, do you think Mike Gesicki is one of the best tight ends in the league? He's fine, but he's not one of the best tight ends in the league.
Of course, he's not one of the best
tight ends. He's projected with way more fantasy points than Travis Kelce this week against the Commanders.
Yeah, well,
it's hard
just basing it on his first couple weeks of lack of production.
It's
that's all.
Difficult not to start your offensive players against the Commanders' defense.
Anyway, we'll talk fantasy football tomorrow with Dave Richard from CBS Sports. He joins us every week, but it's a Wednesday. Time to play some Junkies hypotheticals, and EB threw it out there. If you've got a good one, you can call us at 800-636-1067.
Right. Mar, you can monitor the phones while Drabby's not here, if anybody calls. All right, Valdez, what do you got for us here?
We already did one of them, if you have any curiosity in attending a Diddy freak-off party.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be a fly on the wall? You don't want to be associated with it.
Have a few cocktails and just sit there and watch whatever want to watch. Yeah.
What would you have rather been to, though, back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
One of the infamous Hugh Hefner Playboy parties or a Diddy party?
I think the Hefner Playboy parties are similar? Nothing compared to this. Yeah, I think those are like nursery
play.
School.
Yeah. All right. In honor of our monumental visit yesterday and their NASA-like studios.
Yes.
I know personally I was very fearful of spilling all over the console.
Right. But sure. Cakes did spill on the carpet.
Yeah.
It was like a hybrid tile floor. It wasn't a carpet.
Yeah. What would it take for you guys to not eat or drink in studio? Food and beverage is not allowed in the studio that you're currently broadcasting from.
You can ever?
Yeah. During the show. You can go outside.
You know, they've tried to mandate that to us in years past. And
that would be tough.
We always just violated it. We did.
Strict ban.
I never really eat in here.
You eat your bars.
Yeah, but I mean, that's...
Looks like you got a wrapper right there.
They're small. No, that's not mine. I don't know where that came from. But I drink this. I drink my water all the time. It'd be tough.
Yeah, I mean, you need to stay hydrated. Like,
yeah, I would say that's cruel and unusual punishment.
Okay.
I don't know. With that, all I can tell you is that there have been periods of time where they banned it. Specifically at HFS, Jeff Lockridge. Is he still with us?
I think he passed on.
I don't think so.
Did he?
I think he did.
Rest in peace. I liked him. But he was the engineer there, and he did not like us drinking in there because we would occasionally spill.
I can't blame the engineer side. Like, it's expensive, delicate equipment. Like, they don't want water going into the board.
I could also understand us needing to be hydrated and a nervous tick, whatever.
I need coffee, water, and soda, and don't sleep energy drinks at all hours of the day, including while we're doing the show.
What if there's a compromise? You can drink in the studio, but no eating.
Just step right out there and eat.
That's fine.
I need the liquid.
We literally, for a period of time, were standing in the hallways to get drinks, and I'm like, this is preposterous. Yeah. I was bringing my drink back.
Right.
All right. I can't stop thinking of EB's ring inspiration for Cornell volleyball.
Yes.
He's wearing it every day.
Okay, yes.
Because I'm wearing it to the game. I don't want to forget it.
And I'm noticing it. Yeah. And wearing jewelry is kind of girly. So
not as girly as walking around with a Stanley. But go ahead.
Or blue hair.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it.
Came in from the bushes.
Yeah.
All right. Would you get a piercing and wear it for a year if it guaranteed a championship for your team?
100%.
Like what if it piercing?
What sort of piercing?
You can't just get a stud
in
your ear.
I'm not getting one on my Jimmy.
No. Like a tongue ring.
That would hurt.
And not getting an Alvin Kamara nose ring.
I would get a
tongue ring.
Nipple ring.
No.
I would do
nipple. No tongue ring. I draw the line.
I would do nipple.
Earring. Yes.
Nipple ring for a championship?
Earring. Now, the earrings have to be like the hoops.
Sure.
That like Latina women wear all
like
the time.
Like Michael Jordan would wear.
Like a huge one?
Yeah, the big old hoops.
Something that looks like a lifting bar.
But if it's for a year and you're guaranteeing a championship for the Commanders, done.
Yeah. Nipple ring.
Oh, you would do it.
Not on my Johnson, though.
What about, because
I'd have a Chris Cuomo.
What about sack ring?
No.
No.
For the Commanders.
That kind of came out of left field.
I don't even know if that's a thing. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I have no idea. You're stuff over there.
Hey, freak off. Hey, did you get your ears pierced at the freak off?
Yeah. Yeah. P. Diddy would like that.
No, I would do a nipple.
Jason came over the top.
Yeah, he did.
Well, hold on. So you're talking about?
For any of my teams.
So for the Commanders.
I would even do it
for the
Wizards.
You say no for tongue ring? No, on tongue ring.
I would never do a tongue ring.
No tongue ring.
My tongue
feels too painful.
How much I love my tongue. I would never puncture.
Tongue is very sensitive, too.
I would never puncture my tongue. That would hurt so bad.
Yeah, how bad it hurts when you just bite your tongue by accident?
Oh,
I'm sure I'm going to get a
I would never do that.
Amy might get sized.
Are you kidding?
She's not going to be
sized. You never know.
Although she probably would. For cakes, she'd be sized for anything.
You
brainwashed her somehow, cakes. I don't know what kind of voodoo magic
you
got.
Hey, I'm a Svengali over here. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, did you know today is National Cheeseburger Day?
Ooh. Oh, let's go.
I want to hear. I want to hear you guys build the best cheeseburger possible. What goes on it? Condiments? What kind of bun?
I wouldn't be great at this.
Not like a basic, probably sesame seed bun.
Okay.
Hamburger.
The burger, medium rare, juicy.
I would put
big, and then I like cheese. Mm-hmm. I'm a provolone guy. Pretty basic lettuce.
Hamburger.
I like green peppers and mushrooms.
Green peppers on a hamburger?
Yes.
Stricken from the record. That's a terrible burger.
They offer them at Five Guys.
I would add.
Doesn't mean it's great.
Chunks of blue cheese.
Oh, stricken.
I need cheddar cheese and I need bacon.
Hamburger.
And I kind of slept on bacon.
And I need lettuce, tomato on a brioche bun.
I would have brioche bun. Medium burger. Medium rare is a little too.
Brioche is so good.
A little too pink for me on a burger. I'm okay with it on a steak. I need fried mushrooms and onions, lettuce, tomato, pickles, mustard.
Oh, I need
no cheese.
Too.
What about an onion ring?
Did you say bacon?
An onion ring is a great addition to a hamburger. That's
correct.
Yeah,
but not a fried onion.
Oh yeah. A full on onion ring is really good on a burger.
Not a raw cooked onion or a raw.
I don't want any onions on my
fried onion.
Not an onion guy?
No. I like onion rings, but not on my burger.
Yeah.
Last one. There's been
not put onions on mine. I like me some chopped onions.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Grill onions.
There's been lots of Bryce Young set up for failure talk.
Yeah.
You are a rookie quarterback.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. And you get to pick whatever franchise you want to play for,
All
right? What team would give you the most success to be set up? Where would you want to play?
San Francisco.
Niners.
Baltimore Ravens. I think their infrastructure and front office coaching staff, all top-notch. Ravens.
Why isn't anybody saying the Chiefs?
That's a good one, too.
They just win
Ravens
Super Bowls.
The first one that popped to mind.
I would pick.
I go Niners.
I'd have to really think about it. I want a great offensive coach, great offensive mind. And I want great weapons. I think I might go to Niners.
I'm going Niners.
Mm. I want an offensive line, too.
I want Kyle Shanahan and all those weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
I
about
want to be Brock Purdy?
What
go
about
from
Detroit?
Literally an afterthought to superstar.
Detroit.
Well, superstar might pump the brakes on superstar.
Superstar. I think Brock Purdy's going to be a long-time NFL starter. Mm. He's going to make Pro Bowls.
Well, Pro Bowls are...
Yeah,
all right,
that's different.
Contest,
nobody wants. Okay,
all I think pro.
He's not going to
be all pro.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to be the best quarterback in the league, but he's going to be a top tenner.
Let's see what
time.
He does now without two of his weapons for multiple weeks.
Shanahan will scheme him guys open. He's pretty good, man. He's pretty good.
He's definitely
and
pretty
he's
good.
He's in a great system.
He's certainly outplayed all expectation, but there's only one reason he's starting for them. They think he can win a Super Bowl. Let's see if he can do it.
Right,
I think he can. Certainly
about the Rams. Now, they have a lot of offensive line injuries, but...
I like Sean McVay. I mean, Sean McVay's a brilliant
dude. You're
playing
under McVay.
He's already won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But he might get rid of you even if you're decent, like Jared Goff.
Right.
Kick you to the curb.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, the Rams are a good choice. I wouldn't say that was a bad situation.
What about the Dolphins? McDaniel?
I like me some Mike McDaniel.
With those weapons?
Forward thinker.
Hey, Pax Haven, Florida.
No state income tax. I didn't know we were talking about like your portfolio and the money.
There's something to that about where you want to play.
I live in San Francisco. I just want to play quarterback there.
Oh, I would never want to live
there. Yeah, I mean, could I just fly in for the game, get police escort to the game, and then leave with police escort?
Sure.
And then
sure, you live in Monterey.
Yeah, you
take
get
the
all,
helicopter.
You get all the bells and
if
whistles
I could do that,
want.
That's what I would do. I used to love San Francisco, but not anymore. Used to be my favorite city.
I was there 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Ain't all that.
Never been there.
Too many effing people.
Need to go where there are less people.
He hates Nashville. He hates San Francisco.
Yeah, too many people. It's crazy.
Yeah. You're a suburbs guy.
I love
We're
the
burbs. We're all suburbs guys.
Yes, I agree.
None of us. Yeah.
Every single one of us.
You don't live in the city.
I know. I know what I am.
I'm almost out on
not
suburbs,
a country
though.
Guy.
I think I want
to. Not a city guy.
I move a little
be
bit
a country guy.
I want to have some acreage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I don't talk to my neighbors anyway.
Right.
So
might as well 5 acres.
Turns out I don't need them.
You got to hire somebody to mow your 5 acres, though. You ain't doing it.
I think I could get on a tractor. I think I would like that.
I mean, you could, but what will you?
I mean, what else are you going to do? You got nothing to do.
I was doing leaves yesterday. The bad beat of leaves and bagging them has already
terrible
started.
Idea. Yep.
You don't think Davey Martinez gets sized when he gets on his tractor and he's...
I mean, he loves it.
Maybe.
Think your tractor's nubby? Like a Kenny Chesney song?
Coming up next, Mike Rizzo joins us, Nats GM, here on The Junkies.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.